Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 29, we were taught how that people build their false doctrines that fall apart when they are put up against the Bible. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Sometimes you'll see a group with false doctrine rises up and becomes popular. Maybe they doubt the preservation of the Scripture. Maybe they doubt eternal security. Maybe they preach a works salvation. I did not realize that Calvinism, now it has a lot of intellectual stuff, but stuff that I think is wrong. But I found it interesting that in studying it, one of the things they teach is the perseverance of the saints. And, you know, I got to thinking, well, yeah, they believe in eternal security like I do, but they believe in the perseverance of the saints, and many of them have this idea behind them. And I think John MacArthur taught this, who is also a Calvinist. They think, hey, that guy was not really saved or he wouldn't have messed up like that. And so they said if he was really saved, he would have persevered. It's not the perseverance of the saints. Salvation is the Lord. We're in God's hand and no man can pluck us out of his hand. We can't even pluck ourselves out of his hands. Once we have received him as Savior, we have placed ourselves into the hand of God. On the other hand, Calvinists will believe that some are chosen to go to heaven, some are chosen to go to hell. And you can't do anything about it either way. If you're chosen, you're elected, you're predestined to go to hell, you're going to hell. No matter how much you want to get saved, no matter how much you believe that Jesus died for you and rose from the dead, no matter how much you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you're going to hell. That's what they believe. But although they may know the way of salvation, you ask them, well, how can you know that you're elected? And the guy beside you that is just as good, just as nice a guy as you are, what scriptures can he read to show that shows him he's not elected? You know, I can read scriptures that shows me I need to be saved. I can read scriptures that shows me how to be saved. But I cannot find a scripture after reading through the Bible about 50 times at least that I've never found a scripture that says, this is how you know that you, Andy Bloom, are elected, but this John Doe over here, he's not elected. There's no scripture like that. So what do they have to go on? They have to go on feelings. So again, they would make you think they believe in eternal security, and yet they believe in perseverance of the saints. They would make you think that they believe that you're saved by grace through faith, and yet they have to go by feelings that they are one of the elected, whereas others are not. And so again, it just falls apart when they develop these things as they have developed it. And so here are different things that fall apart. Now, what they say and what they practice may be as different as David in verse 9 of our text. Achish answered and said to David, I know that thou art good in my sight, as an angel of God that was standing. The princes of the Philistines have said, he shall not go up with us to the battle. Now, David protests, yet he's saying, how have I ever let you down? But he killed the Amalekites behind Achish's back. Is everything bad about CCM, contemporary worship, as they call it today? No. Is everything bad about Mormons and Catholicism? No, they've got some good things about it. But can I remind you that when you have rat poisoning, 97% of it is good cornmeal? It's only 3% that's arsenic, but I don't suggest that you eat it. You see, now, they believe David is a rearward threat, but not Achish. But they prevail, and so David is going to have to go back. You know, we have a day in which we live that people in these religious groups that are false groups, as we mentioned, the Mormons, Catholics, they would believe like we do that you ought to have a strong family. They would be against abortion. They'd be against homosexual marriage because the Bible teaches that. And yet we find that many of these religious entertainers that we have out there today ignore the one thing, the holiness of God. They ignore true repentance, true holiness and righteousness. The people are fooled by these people. Why? Well, because 97% of it sounds pretty good. And it would not be deceit if it all was 100% sounding bad. That's why we need discernment that comes from God, from walking with God, from being in His Word. So they believe David is both a hypocrite and a fake as far as the rest of the generals there, the Philistines, are concerned. And Luke chapter 16, verse 8 says, "And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light." And it seems like that these generals are wise enough to say, no, let's not let David go out with us to war. He can live in our land, but he's not going to war with us. Now that takes us to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Where we read, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary," now you do have an adversary if you're a saved person, "your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Can you see that God warns you that Satan is trying to devour your testimony, your home, your faith, everything that he can, he will. That's why we cast our cares on Christ, doing God's will, God's way, in God's time. Satan is an adversary. He sees you that you're in the world. He sees you when you're trying to look like the world, talk like the world, in order to say that, well, I'm going to win the world by talking like the world, dressing like the world, singing like the world, doing many things like the world, but using the name of Jesus, doing it all in Jesus' name and being religious. Well, Satan pegs you as a hypocrite and a fake. What we have to do as Christians is understand this, and please pay attention. Write this down. I'll say it twice. When we lay hold of the strength of our Lord, we are using the resources of omnipotence. Sin of any kind is doomed to become a desolate wilderness. But purity, righteousness, truth, and virtuous character shall continue and progress in meaning and splendor throughout the age. And my friend, did you get that? I've got it written down, so I want to give it to you again, just as I said it. When we laid hold of the strength of our Lord, we are using the resources of omnipotence. Sin of any kind is doomed to become a desolate wilderness. But purity, righteousness, truth, and virtuous character shall continue and progress in meaning and splendor throughout the age. Now understand, at the moment, things may seem to go against you. Things may seem to be hard. It might be like Jeremiah trying to stand, and the people, his own people, are wanting to kill him. But there is no sacrifice that you make on earth that will be any close to being as great as the glory that we get in heaven. It will not seem like it's even comparable. It'll seem minute in comparison to the great glory in heaven. Whatever you suffer here on earth for the cause of Christ, you'll find that you're paid much more in glory in heaven. And as the song says, then you'll know it was worth it all. So as you try to look like the world and talk like the world, you end up like David. No good for God and no threat to the world. So they return him to an appointed place. That means nothing. There's no impact either way. His work, his witness is ineffective. Let's remember our scriptural battle plan. Ephesians 6:12 says this, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You see, whether you realize it or not, it's a warfare. It is a warfare. When he says principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, he's talking about different orders of devils or demons, if you wish, under Satan's command. Specialists, so to speak. Officers in the armies of Satan. And he lays out here, these are four groupings of military groupings that war against us in various ways. And my friend, the rulers of the darkness of this world has most Christians, because you're under the spell of worldliness and unrighteousness. And oh, what a hold it has on you. Oh, what a shame. See, we're not to be conformed to this world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. My friend, that applies to me, and that applies to you as well if you're saved. If you are saved.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.